This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. In a homily on January 25th, dealing with, quote, Christian unity and related issues, Anti-Pope Francis spoke out against the practice of Catholic apologetics. He also once again rejected converting Protestants, schismatics, and others. He denounced trying to convince them of the Catholic faith. He also taught the condemned heresy that there are non-Catholic martyrs. Not that any more proof was required, obviously, but this homily demonstrates again that Francis is a manifest heretic, an apostate, and an antipope, and that what we've been saying for years about the Vatican II antipopes is true. It's time that everyone figured it out. Francis stated, quote, "So many past controversies between Christians can be overcome when we put aside all polemical or apologetic approaches and seek instead to grasp more fully what unites us," end quote. So he denounces Catholic apologetics, having an apologetic approach, that is, trying to answer, convince, refute, debate with, etc., Protestants, schismatics, and other non-Catholics. He also stated, quote, "Christian unity, we are convinced, will not be the fruit of subtle theoretical discussions in which each party tries to convince the other of the soundness of their opinions," end quote. So, Christian unity, according to Antipope Francis, is not achieved by trying to convince a Protestant or another non-Catholic of the soundness of the Catholic faith. That is outrageous heresy. It's exactly the opposite of Catholic teaching. In his encyclical Mortalium Animos, Pope Pius XI declared that Christian unity can only be promoted by promoting the non-Catholic's return or conversion to the Catholic Church. Every time Antipope Francis teaches that non-Catholics don't need to be converted, he rejects the defined dogma outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. As our material documents, see the videos What Francis Really Believes, Why Francis Must Not Be Considered the Pope, and the articles on our website, Antipope Francis has now publicly rejected proselytism or trying to convert non-Catholics to the Catholic faith approximately 30 different times. To say in the face of such evidence that he professes the true faith, which is what it means when you call him the Pope, is blasphemy. The fact that a sizable number of people who consider themselves to be conservative or, quote, traditional Catholics still regard this complete heretic as the Pope, in the face of the facts and the evidence proving that he's not the Pope that is readily available, is an astounding commentary on people's faithlessness and bad will. They worship robes. They have no belief in the supernatural principles of the faith or the Catholic dogmas, which teach that an unbeliever such as Francis cannot be in the church or hold office in the church, even if he dresses up in papal robes. Antipope Francis's statements also expose the complete folly of all those who engage in any form of, quote, Catholic apologetics or a defense of the, quote, Catholic faith while they obstinately consider him to be the Pope. To them we say, when will you figure out that by acknowledging the Vatican II antipopes to be true popes, you profess that the Catholic faith is meaningless? That's because you profess that people who hold that there is no necessity to believe in Catholic teaching, for example Francis, are in the Catholic Church, profess the true Catholic faith, and even lead the Catholic Church. When will you learn that an actual defender of the papacy in our day must, among his very first duties, completely expose heretics such as Francis, so that everyone knows that what he promotes and what he represents is not the Catholic faith or the Catholic Church? When will you discover that by acknowledging him as the Pope, you attack the papacy, and that those who correctly denounce him for the heretic and anti-pope that he is defend the papacy? In his heretical homily, Francis also says, quote, "This mystery of love is the deepest ground of the unity which binds all Christians, and is much greater than their historical divisions," end quote. So, the non-Catholics' denial of the papacy, their denial of Marian dogmas, their denial of Catholic sacramental dogmas, etc., don't separate them from the unity of the Church, according to Antipope Francis. He professes unity with them anyway. He's a heretic, and all of those who consider him to be in the unity of the Church in the face of such a fact are heretics as well. In his heretical homily, Francis goes on to speak about the various, quote, churches once again, and he says, quote, "For this to be effective, we need to stop being self-enclosed, exclusive, and bent on imposing a uniformity based on merely human calculations. Our shared commitment to proclaiming the gospel enables us to overcome proselytism and competition in all their forms," end quote. So he again rejects proselytism and competition in all forms among the various, quote, churches. That's another complete rejection of converting non-Catholics to the Catholic faith. He also says stop being exclusive. The exclusivity of the church is known to be connected with the dogma outside the Catholic Church there is no salvation, and the fact that the Catholic Church is the one true Church of Christ. Francis's statement rejects those dogmas. Francis then says that there are non-Catholic martyrs, another heresy. Speaking of the various denominations, he declares, quote, I would also like to remember our martyrs, the martyrs of today. Those who persecute them make no distinction between the religious communities to which they belong. This, brothers and sisters, is the ecumenism of blood, end quote. Since it has been solemnly defined that no one, even if he sheds blood in the name of Christ, can be saved unless he's in the bosom and unity of the Catholic Church, see Pope Eugene IV, the Council of Florence, and the Bull Cantate Domino. Just one documented statement from Francis teaching that there are non-Catholic saints or martyrs would prove that he's a heretic and not the Pope. Yet anti-Pope Francis has made statements teaching the condemned heresy that there are non-Catholic saints and martyrs approximately 20 different times.